Welcome back. For the break, I was speaking with Philip Johnston in relation to the UC-42, which is the U-boat that was discovered in Cork Harbour recently. And now for today's maritime fact.
Did you know that William Brown, born in County Mayo, is called the father of the Argentinian Navy after founding it in 1814?
You're a handy fella, I'm telling you, buddy. That's just all the hassle, yeah? Yeah.
Michael!
Is there blue fins up there? There is?
Yeah,
that's right.
So one of the boys has fixed the engine and all that trouble has been sorted out. And so we're just leaving Kinsale Harbour now, and it should take us about 20 minutes, 25 minutes to get to the
guy's
site. Okay.
They're kind of half made, especially him. And if you feel any way uncomfortable sitting behind the seat, right. I know you've been out before knowing that, you know, but.
And now back to the studio where we'll speak with Philip Johnston on finding the wreck, the UC-42 in Cork Harbour. So, in total, how many dives did you have on the wreck looking for it?
Looking for it, I'd say like maybe 20. You see, this it's a funny thing is that it depends on what you read, because in Edward J. Burke's Shipwrecks of the Irish Coast, he mentions that the UC-42 was found while on a survey trip by a Captain Connell while on a survey trip near the Odd. So that put us off in the search of the Odd area. So every time I dived the Odd, I'd swim off and go looking for it. Needless to say, I never found it. We found other bits and pieces of wreckage from time to time. And again, you'd always go back to the research and see, are we in the right area? And so Ian in particular, we say on one particular week, got some marks. And he said to me, I've looked at these coordinates and they're very, very close to the place where we found the wreckage. And he said, I'm actually going to go up and dive in next Sunday. How are you fixed? Now, the following Sunday, I was actually training an instructor group in London. I said, look, it's very, very cold. This was actually November. I said, it's very cold. For goodness sake, leave it off. We'll dive in the spring again. You know, there's no bother. He said, yeah, you're probably right. But Ian is a young lad of about, well, he's about 25 now at this stage. Did he listen? No, you know. So himself and Niall went off out in Niall's father's boat and missed the marks that they had through the shot lane of the boat down, as in, you know, a little bit too soon. So they decided to go diving on that. And lo and behold, it was
there
a
she
U-boat.
Was.
Yeah. So realistically, a lot of research, but it was still accidental at the end of the day, you know. So, but yeah.
Because 20 dives is actually not that many.
No, not that many, no. But I mean, like, there would have been days, like, we found cannons on a, again, no, from researching the UC-42, we found the Marquis of Rockingham. I believe we found cannons from it. We found...
What year was that?
1775.
Oh,
it was on the way to the American War of Independence. It was a ship that was bringing the 37th Gloucestershire Regiment to the American War of Independence, and it got shipwrecked. And I think there was only five survived, you know. And then they give you this little trinket of information from time to time that says the ship's pay chest was never found. So, of course, you go looking for the ship's pay chest.
Mm-hmm.
We'd never found it either. But yeah, we found that. And I suppose, you know, we found cannons from a ship called the HMS Stillorgan. It was a 90-gun warship. And again, possibly found them by accident, but they're there, you know, mm-hmm. They're there to see. Ian found what could only be described as a three-masted bark. I think that's the name of the particular type of ship, in the harbour itself. And, you know, I mean, when you find something like that, you just decide, hey, I'll dive this for a while. So that's, I suppose, in a sense. And again, I mean, I found another ship or shipwreck maybe last year, which I haven't identified yet. So there's another one in the offing, but it's not going to be anything as interesting as the UC-42.
That is interesting,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I mean, like, that. This is what happens is you set out. I think everybody that has ever done any kind of research will find that you start on one thing and you get directed down a different road. And then suddenly you want to find out about that. And this is the way it keeps going. So we have a bit of diving to do yet. Yeah.
It probably becomes a bit of an obsession. Almost.
Oh yeah, I'm fanatical. I'm a fanatical diver, I'm afraid. You know, so there's a Sunday going by that we wouldn't try and get out and do something.
And did you have any nerves about going down, seeing as there was ammunition on board?
The ammunition is a funny thing. We never expected ammunition to be on board. What you have are some mines. And again, some people say it's gun cotton. Other people say it's actually TNT. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But there are mines on board. But look, I mean, we dive on the odd Roger Casement's ship from 1916. There was 20,000 guns and 1 million rounds of ammunition. And when you dive on these and see bullets scattered all over the seabed, they're all allegedly still live. But, you know, that's...
Where's the odd?
The odd is actually straight out of Cork Harbour, approximately 6 nautical miles out of Cork Harbour. And like, actually, funny enough, now, when I looked at where the U-boat is in comparison to where the odd is, it's approximately 3 nautical miles. So, I mean, for this Captain Connell fellow who said he found it while on a survey trip near the odd, you know, we hear these things every now and then. I mean, you know.
Fisherman's tales.
Absolutely. That's what it is, you know. So you hear these things and you go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, you know. So it had never been dived. That's another thing. I mean, we met an old man, myself and Ian, a man that could only have been about 80. And he said, I found that U-boat, he said, in the 60s. And we both kind of looked at him and said, did you? Yes, I did. And I found the odd as well, he said, before anyone ever dived. And we went, OK, next. Do you know?
OK, we're going to go back to another clip now of the dive.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
You're not going to swim there, like.
Too choppy, is it? It's too choppy for what we have. So we go back towards the Bream Rock and go into Gunhole Cove. The Lorgan in 1601, it was a 90-gun, huge ship, 1601, around the Battle of Kinsale and that, 1600s and that. And it was trying to bring in, well, this sank, but it didn't sink here. It didn't sink here. It sank out. A small bit, and they try to recover the bronze cannons and bring them in. There's about 6 of them in that little cove area there, but they've sunk now at this stage, you know. But we don't know where the wreck is. And anyhow, after 400 years, there's nothing of it left, mm-hmm. you know. So, but yeah, that's Gunhole Cove area. I don't know whether this is important to you or not, but it's said that the Phoenicians, who were fantastic and on boats, actually came to Ireland. They have a recording of the old Head of Kinsale on their drawings, and in fact that area down there is called Blackhead, but it used to be called Cushhead, C-U-S-H, which actually, and again, is black in Phoenician.
How was the dive?
I'm saying, after about 4 or 5 minutes, maybe 6, I said to Adam, my buddy there, that we should surface because the wind is very bad.
Very bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's 2 meters.
It's about 2 meters. It was actually 1 meter when we got to 6 meters. But then Adam wrote on his note that maybe we'll get a better vis when we go a bit deeper. And we did. We got better vis and we stayed down for 30 minutes.
Oh, that was all right.
It was a fantastic vis. We saw a crab.
Well done,
yeah, overall, yeah. Great time.
All right. Board seat, inflate, full dump, kidney dump, yeah. Full dump, alright. Here, 200 bar, no fluctuations, that's fine. And the second cylinder, pony, 200 bar, no fluctuations. That's just there for my safety. Octo's there for you. Fine, releases. 1, 2 clips. Cummerband release. 2 shoulder clips. Release. And I have a weight belt release as well.
Open there.
That's alright, I don't want it. So, good to go.
Comfortable.
Are we lined up, Phil?
Yeah. What I'm going to do is just drop you at the rock over, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So,
we're ready, we're ready.
We'll drop you in. You'll be going into about 6 or 7 meters of water. So you're going backwards, is it? Alright, hold on everybody. Good to go, lads. Over here, okay?
So how did you discover that it was the UC-42?
Right, that's a great question. We were looking for a U-boat. In actual fact, as I said to you, we were looking for wreckage. We never had imagined that we were going to find something so intact. And I mean, it's again, on YouTube, you can get a reasonably decent video clip of it if you Google UC-42.
I did, I saw
yeah,
it today.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's, and some of them are very clear. When we actually found it first, I mean, we knew what it was. It was a mine-laying submarine. You can still see where the mines were laid from. We took a couple of trips around it, and then we contacted, I suppose initially it would have been uboat.net, which again is a great site. They particularly do World War II, but they have a great war, World War I section. They put us in touch with an American specialist historian who said that you'll find markings if the propeller is still there. So the propeller was there. One propeller is deep in the sand, the other propeller is sticking up. So we were able to scrape off some of the sea growth off the propeller. And yeah, absolutely, all the information is there. It was made in Hamburg in the Vulcan Works. U-42 is actually stamped on it. And lots of other detail as well. The U-42 thing threw us for a little while because it didn't say UC-42, but there was never a U-42 made.
Okay.
So U-42 was never made. Funny enough, all of the other numbers right along from 1 to 40, 41 were made, 42 wasn't, and from 43 on were made. But U-42 was never made. I think they used some of the parts for this particular U-boat, and that's U-42 is written clearly on the propeller.
Okay.
So yeah, and that's how the propeller is there. It's there for all to see. And I suppose what we did then, just to honour the dead crew, was and to remember the dead crew. And again, it was Ian and Niall. Ian would be about 24, 25. Niall would be a little bit younger. I suppose one of the things that we noticed was that, because I'm in my 40s, the crew members that were on this U-boat would have been young lads, quite similar in age to Ian and Niall. And it was a nice thing to come up with, was that they put a plaque, as in we put a plaque on it, just to remember them. And again, we put it quite close to the propeller, so as that as you come along, you can see this plaque. It says, please be respectful of this, because it's a war grave and that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of really what we were hoping for. I know there was some talk recently of the propeller being damaged, but there isn't. People are stabilising themselves on the shaft to read the plaque to then look at the propeller. So it makes an interesting dive all around. I hope nobody ever goes at it, but I mean, look.
Okay, listen, thanks very much, Philip, for coming in.
Thanks,
it's been really interesting talking to you.
Lovely, thank you.
We're coming to the end of programme one, which has looked at finding the U-boat, the UC-42, and we've explored some of the history attached to the vessel. In programme two, we'll be exploring underwater archaeology and its importance in maritime affairs with Connie Kelleher, the head of the Underwater Archaeology Unit of Ireland. I'd like to thank both the listeners and contributors to the show, Mr. Philip Johnson, and of course Sound of Vision for their support. You've been listening to an Underwater Vision, which is brought to you by Life FM and funded by Sound and Vision, a subdivision of the Broadcasting Association of Ireland.